Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A couple days off. Now back to work with Jimbo. And Chris is off now.
Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Colin Dunlap with you alongside Jim Colony, Kale Berger. He's producing, as you heard in the haiku. Chris is off today and tomorrow and the next day. It's holiday time. You know how it works. People take a vacation, people off, people all of that. Good morning to you, Jimbo. How's everything?
Everything's great. How are you? Refreshed,
I'm good.
No doubt.
What's that?
I said refreshed. No doubt.
Refreshed. Kale, if you could turn Jim up just a little bit. Here we go. We're trying to play with these levels because we got different tech. This is crazy. This is like one small step for man. We're trying to play with, we're talking to people in different remote locations. And there we go. Jim, I'm refreshed.
Say it again. I can turn myself up.
There we go. You could turn yourself up. Okay. Watch. You can get arrested in some states for that, Jimbo. Jim,
especially
how
nowadays.
Do you... I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the pre-show or otherwise. How do you take to whenever you have a dream, relating that to like real life? Because I had a crazy dream last night. But first, tell me that part, like when you dream and the meaning of dreams.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really had any like that lately. I know what you mean, though. Typically, a dream, it would be something along the lines of, I don't know. I'd be with some guys that I went to college with, for example. But you'd be in it, too. You know, yes. You have people that are in the same situation, but they have nothing to do. They're friends of yours, but they have nothing to do with one another, that kind of stuff.
Like how Albie will have a picture of Genghis Khan whenever some Genghis Khan news happens, something like that.
Yeah, Bill, Ted, and Albie's Excellent Adventure.
No, here's what I'm getting at. And you're right. You know, the other part of the dreams, too, that happens to me every once in a while is I've not seen somebody in like 30 years, 20 years, and I'll have a dream about somebody, like a very innocuous thing, like walking down the high school hallway. Then I'll see them at like TJ Maxx the next day. You ever have that happen?
Not off the top of my head.
That one has happened to me more than one occasion. Here's my dream last night, though. Tell me how I'm supposed to interpret dreams. That's the word I was looking for, the interpretation of dreams. I'm doing a show from, and I can't, it's outside somewhere. I can't quite place it. You know how dreams are kind of foggy. But I'm out on a sidewalk, and I have a producer with me, and I'm doing a show. And I'm told at last minute it's a two-man show. And again, This might have taken place in the course of you can't really, there's no time frame. This could have been 15 seconds of a dream. But anyway, I'm told at last minute it's a two-man show. And I believe I'm outside on a sidewalk somewhere. Like, it's like a sidewalk festival. And I'm told, you're going to work with somebody. And Ron was back in the studio. Okay? And so we're supposed to do a two-man weekend show. And my connection was kind of iffy, right? Like, I'm trying to get on or whatever. And the dream happens where Ron, I can't make this up, he is on the phone and then he's down the line and whatever, and he is furiously screaming at me that it doesn't sound clear and it's ridiculous and he's so mad about it. And then I woke up. How am I supposed to interpret that?
Well, when are you next supposed to do a weekend show? Because when you do, Ron will probably be in the studio. But we're not allowed in the studio.
Sunday at 7 o'clock, I'm supposed to do a weekend show at the, or either 7 to 9 or 9 to 11. I just look one day ahead on the schedule, but it's Sunday very early in the morning, I believe. I just remember it, here was the thing. Here's the hammer line from my dream last night. Ron is yelling and I'm like, I'm trying to get this up and we're supposed to, and Ron just screams the hammer line, get your act together.
Sounds like Ron.
Yes. That's all I remember from this dream last night. Get your act together. So.
Well, I know what you're talking about, where you have these dreams. You know, I have the old, you walk into class, not ready for a test thing. A lot of times I'll get that I go on for an update. There's no script. The audio is not working. You know, all that kind of stuff, which is that similar to what your dream was about, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Ron was furious at me. Get your act together. He screamed very loudly. And then I just kind of woke up. So that was that. So I don't know. It was what it was. Anyway, so that's that. How's your last couple days been? Did you pay attention to the golf tournament at the Field Club? Is that over or is today the last day?
Today's the last day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an intense tournament. They play 36 holes on Monday and then 18 yesterday and today. And there's a couple, well, you'll hear in the updates, but there's a couple guys that are way ahead.
Yeah, there are a couple of Dans. I was looking at the scoreboard yesterday.
Yes.
But something that's been very underreported in the local golf circles this summer is
Austin
Mario's
Lemieux.
Kid is playing in a couple tournaments.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, I don't have the right computer up here. I've got my work computer. Austin Lemieux has a plus handicap because you can go on. I finally went back and got my, I think I was telling you guys about this. I got my handicap.
Yes.
And so you can look up any golfer. And, you know, so you type in Pennsylvania and you type in Lemieux and then you find Mario, Natalie, and Austin. And Austin has a plus handicap. Like, mine's 13, you know, 13 point whatever.
Right.
But that's minus. His is a plus.
So he owes the course strokes, is what you're telling me.
Yes, which means, like, he would have to give me, I think his is like a plus 4, something like that, where he would have to give me 17 shots. Depending on where, like almost a stroke a hole, but he's that good. And then to get a perspective as to how good these other guys are that are playing in this tournament, and Austin shot 70 yesterday, I believe he shot par yesterday, which was one of the lower scores of the day. But his overall score is 18 over. And so just regular old folks might look at that and say, well, how good is he? He's not that good. Well, yes, he is. He would beat
yeah,
your
no.
ass if you played him in golf.
I know. I was looking at some of the scores. Like the long drive guy had a really bad day. Our guy Moose,
Justin
right?
Moose.
Yeah,
yes. He was 80 yesterday.
He sent me a message one time. His dad is a loyal listener to our show. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Big listener. Well, the moose hits it like off the tee, seriously, like 500 yards. He annihilates it. But he struggled with the par threes, which is predictable, I think, when you're the long drive champ. But he had a bad day. But still, he would go out and destroy so many people. He would just absolutely destroy them. But I was looking, I'm thinking about this now. Is that your new form of creeper? Is going to the handicap index and seeing who out? Did you look up the Shenderoviches? Who have you looked up?
They're not there. I know, because when we talked about that the other day, it was toward the end of the show, and I went, they're not there. The last time I looked them up, which was probably a couple of years ago, they were there. So they probably just haven't, you know, you have to pay like $25 that goes to the, you know, Western PA Golf Association, and that gets you into the, that gets you into the system. It's kind of an, I guess it's $28 now, but it's like an administrative fee. And so they probably just haven't done it.
How about Jack Woodbridge?
I did not look him up.
Okay. How
about...
That's
a good one to look up, though.
Hmm? Did you look up Sid?
I did.
And? What's his handicap?
There is no Sidney Crosby listed in the database. However, there is a... I think it's Philip Crosby. And that's Sid. That's his middle name.
And what was his handicap? Sid,
it's below 8.7?
10.
Oh. No, it's not. It's not. It should be, though, shouldn't it? They should just list it as 8.7.
Would you put it past Sid to miss a gimme on 18 somewhere if he knew that it would make it from 8.7 to 8, or 8.8 to 8.7, or the other way around, I would guess.
Right, I know
he
what
would
you
miss
mean,
a
yeah.
putt.
Like yes. He'd tank it on the last couple holes if he was – in danger of shooting, you know, something that would, or he,
Benjamin Roethlisberger. Did you look him up?
I did not. I have in the past. He's a 2.3 playing out of, now playing out of Allegheny. He used to play out of Truesdale.
Okay.
Mario, by the way.
Go ahead.
No, Mario's family, they're listed at three different golf courses.
At real goat tracks too, I bet, right?
Oh, just awful. Oakmont. I think it might be Oakmont, Neville Wood, and either Allegheny or Swickley Heights. I'm not sure.
Yeah, real but tough stuff there.
Yeah, then you look up me, it's Pittsburgh North.
I love it. What about who else could be out there? Pierre LaRouche.
I did not look him up, but he's got to be pretty good. I can go down. You know what? I can turn on my other computer. I just
Dan,
you know, the
Quinn.
Thing is, like, you talk.
Dan Quinn.
Oh, he's really good. I don't know if he's still living around here though. I should look up Bibbs.
National, right?
Yeah, but you have to go by state. I don't know. It's just you have to. You can't just look a person's name up. It has to be they divide them out by states. This is how sick I am. This is like one day a few weeks ago, I think it was raining or whatever. I went through, I looked up every colony in the United States, every state. I went through and input the name colony to see how many colonies had a lower handicap than I do.
How would you be on the colony invitational? Would you be like kind of right in the middle, or where would you be?
I'd be at the top.
Oh,
which
wow.
is sort of like the Delta Pledge class. There's one guy in Iowa, Frank Colony, who has a 9 or something like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Last thing for you. It was always going to turn out where Mueller was just going to just put it on Dorn in that match. Is Mueller listed?
I did not look him up. I'm going to do that. That's going to be before the show's over. I just don't want to use up too much of the Wi-Fi thing at home being connected with this, but I can, my home computer is turned off, but I can get it fired up here.
Well, you know, if you keep it, I think you should circle back real quick. I know that you talked about Allegheny and you talked about Swickley Heights and Oakmont and stuff. It came off as if you were dogging your friend, Jack Price. That's his name, right? I think that he may start charging you full bore unless you come back and circle back and say, what a nice track Pittsburgh North is, Jim.
He charges me regular price.
No.
Get
Why
it?
Are you playing there then?
Because I pay regular price everywhere.
Sure you do. How's that Fine Jimbo's balls? I tried to register. It's sold out.
It is sold out.
I know.
It is sold out. I think Moon is going to find a way to, without getting way inside here, I can't give stuff away on the air. I can't. We're not allowed. But I believe through Moon that they are doing a contest through the golf club to open up a couple more spots.
Well, maybe I'll enter because I tried to get on. It said, just thank you for your time and patience. Unfortunately, you're not invited. Pretty much the message I got back.
Zero spots remaining.
Yes, none. We have zero room for you. Is what it
said. You know what else they don't have now? And I didn't think about this. A friend of mine mentioned it to me yesterday. Is that you can't drink beer anymore inside.
Yeah. Well, they have that pavilion.
Yeah, they do. So you can still get it to go. But it's just kind of, I don't know. It's just, I didn't even think about that's a place that would be affected by that new law, order, request, whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, I know. How about starting today? I'll tell you the place to be is Cranberry, or like right over the Butler County line. That's where you need to be.
Yeah, it's like back when we were 18 in New Hampshire and it was 21, but it was 18 in Vermont, like 8 miles away.
Yeah, there you go. 8 mile. That's where Jim goes. Anyway, all right, we get moving today. Big, big show today. Matt Clement. I want to ask Matt Clement something. We've been having him on Wednesdays. He's so good about some of this stuff and some of this labor stuff. Want to talk to him. And then Filippone. Look, I didn't have time or patience for him yesterday. I was off. But I hit the button for like 5 minutes, and he was talking about Mike Tomlin, and he doesn't make any sense. But I want to talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock. I don't know what he's saying. There's lots to talk about, though. We get moving. Fan weather right now. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. The sun is shining, and that means great June deals and incentives. Visit their showroom or go to sunchevy.com. Today, really hot again. 87 for a high. Tonight, clear. Low of 66.
That's the weather.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.